Out of that extraordinary catalogue of all the world's living creatures, for more than 200 years, scientists have only been able to guess how many different species lived on Earth, and estimates ranged from 3 to 100 million. Now they say they're almost certain there are 8.7 million species on the planet. Meredith Griffiths explains.
From the largest blue whale to the tiniest single-cell amoeba, just how many different species live on Earth?
Our estimate is that there are 8.7 million species that live on the planet with us.
Camilo Mora is a professor of biology at the University of Hawaii. He says that figure could be plus or minus a million, but it's still a lot closer than earlier estimates. Animals account for most of the species, then fungi, and after that, plants. But Professor Mora says thus far, researchers have only discovered and catalogued 14% of all species on land and just 9% of those under the sea.
Tropical forests and coral reefs are environments that host millions of species as well. And the reason why all those species have been found is because there is simply not enough taxonomic effort on those places to describe those species there. In fact, today, taxonomists every year discover anything between 6,000 and 10,000 new species. And the race continues. There is not a single decline on that number of description of new species.
Do you think that humans will reach a point where we ever do have knowledge of every single different species on Earth?
I think that it will be possible. I think that if we put the resources into it, we can speed up the process significantly. We have now technologies, for instance, like the DNA barcoding that will allow us to identify hundreds of species very quickly and very cheap as well.
Scientists will have to get cracking, though. If they just keep using traditional approaches, it would take more than 1,000 years to identify every single species. One of the report's co-authors, Associate Professor Sina Adil from Dalhousie University in Canada, says it's important to have a clear picture of how many species live on Earth.
For two reasons. There's a large number of species going extinct at the moment. To put it in context, we have to have a sense of how many species there really are. So if we're losing 1,000 species per year and there are 1 million species, that's a very high percentage of the species. But if there are 100 million species, then the 1,000 being lost every year is a much smaller fraction, much smaller percentage. The second reason is that the environment works because of species interactions. So to get a good understanding of how the environment works, we have to know what the species are in it and how they're interacting and what they're doing.
To come up with their estimate, the scientists analysed all the known species on Earth and identified numerical patterns within the taxonomic groups. Ecologists say the discovery of new species may lead to the development of new drugs or types of food crops, and it means there are still millions more opportunities to have a species named after you.
Meredith Griffiths reporting.